Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
Yay, sports. It's our buddy Tom Dustin, our friend Jeff Dye in the studio later this week. He's at the Funny Bone. And comedian Kathleen Madigan's going to phone the program later this morning. And rock star Bret Michaels. What?
Nice. I haven't seen Kathleen for a long time.
I know. No. It's been a while. Yeah. She just does theaters. Now she doesn't, she doesn't do clubs.
She's too
hadn't done clubs in years.
Yeah. For the clubs. She does theaters. She does cruises.
No, she's not really on cruise ships. That was just Lewis's party. Cruise ships, they don't pay enough. Not for these guys. They do theaters.
Well, she'll do it if Lewis is on the cruise.
Yeah, maybe Lewis doesn't do that anymore, I don't think.
Must be nice. Cruise ships don't pay enough.
They don't.
Yeah.
Nope.
Son of a Did you watch the stupid Ravens last night?
I didn't. You know, I turned the game on twice, and both times they were in commercials, so I never went back. I mean, I didn't care. I wanted the Ravens to lose, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Ravens 6-5.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a cliche that I really, really hate, and it came out of Sean McDonough's mouth last night. When a receiver is holding the ball, he doesn't have it tucked under. They're always carrying it like a loaf of bread.
Oh, the loaf of bread.
What are you talking about? Because if I'm carrying like a loaf of sliced bread, I just carry it by the top of the bag.
Right. Yeah. Nobody carries it like that.
Yeah. Nobody says he's carrying that like a Louis Vuitton clutch.
Well, the loaf of bread was a loaf back when that saying came out. It was probably a big hunk of bread you got at the corner market in 1935. It was a loaf of bread.
And you had to, like, run down the street keeping it away from people.
You didn't carry it that way.
And they hadn't invented sliced bread yet.
Yeah,
so
that's
it was
true.
One big chunk.
But it's an old saying. It's stupid.
I mean, the French don't even carry a baguette like that.
It's
a brown paper bag, and it's kind of tucked under their arm.
A baguette.
Or held in front of your crotch.
Yeah. So don't say they're carrying it like a loaf of bread, because nobody carries a loaf of bread like that.
No.
Come up with another cliche.
Yeah.
It's about time.
I know you stayed up late watching the Steelers Sunday. You get to do it again Monday, by the way.
I know.
And the Eagles, you didn't mention yesterday, the Eagles just continue to bury teams. Their last four games, listen to these scores, 33-10, 51-23, 37-9, 31-3. They haven't played the greatest teams, but that is just kind of tough to do in the NFL.
Yeah,
just continually beat people down like that.
It is. If they're peaking now, that's not good, though.
I'm in 10-1 right now.
Yep.
And then there's that 9-win group, the Vikings.
The Vikings.
Yeah, everybody's writing them off, though, because
Eagles.
Take the big four. The Eagles have a better quarterback.
Yep, they do. Everybody's got a better quarterback than the Vikings.
The Rams have a better quarterback.
Yeah, they do.
Who else has a better quarterback?
The Falcons have a better quarterback.
Carolina has
a
better quarterback.
Carolina's got a better quarterback.
The Saints have a better quarterback.
Well, you have a quarterback in waiting right there. Your future.
Not really.
Case Keenum.
Teddy Bridgewater's your future. And they're going to screw that up in a heartbeat.
Now, Case Keenum has a little more experience.
He's not your future.
Albeit no playoff experience.
Correct. He's kind of fun to watch play, though. I mean, he's just one of them dudes, like, you don't maybe see the long-term thing out of him, but, like, look at him kind of rallying around, the team rallying around him.
He's been fairly efficient.
I'd say. Won seven straight with him, or 7 or 8 or something like that?
6 or 7, I think.
Yeah,
something like
Wentz.
That. 7 or 8 might be right.
No, and there, Carson Wentz, I forgot to say in Puss Lane, maybe you can just find some, but Prince Harry and Carson Wentz are apparently separated at birth.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's pretty spitting
is
image,
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even the Eagles are kind of poking some fun at it now in Wentzylvania.
Shut up.
I can see how Wentzylvania would think that.
They are. It's. You could mistake either one of them.
I don't care. We're the Packers in the playoffs. Oh, they're not.
In the hunt.
They're in the hunt.
Worth noting, 5 of the last 6 years, the team 4-6 after 10 weeks has made the playoffs.
Oh, that was the Packers last year, too.
And Rodgers come back this year. He's going to play.
They showed.
You know why? He doesn't want Huntley to take his gig.
They showed. Yeah, that's it. Serious, he's scared.
No, they could trade him while he's still hot.
They showed him
value.
Flipping 150 yards.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He wants to come and beat the Vikings just to piss off Anthony Barr for breaking his collarbone.
Breaking his bone.
I'll break it again.
Breaking his bone. That's what I say.
Yeah.
He may be a little fragile, so just slam him down on that collarbone again.
That's right.
Yeah, you should just take the year off and get better and write this.
No, Huntley's looking too good, man. You can't.
It's tough to give up time though in the National Football League.
Spotlight thing. You want to play, man.
Yeah, especially when you're the man,
right?
You know, like and he's the man.
He is the man.
Some other things I noticed from the NFL weekend. You see, the Broncos Raiders game was awful. First,
yeah, that was brutal.
The best thing I've seen this season though from the Denver Broncos was Aqib Talib not giving them. And
yeah, that was cool.
Drawing out the fight once the fight
was
over.
They hate each other, man.
Oh, man, they do.
Remember off each other's gold chains?
Yeah, yep. Man. Yeah. And on the play before, Michael Crabtree punched Chris Harris, another quarterback,
that.
In the chest. Right. And that's kind of what instigated this thing. Both Crabtree and Talib have been suspended two games.
Two games.
Yep. So two games.
Grow the hell up. That was just lame.
I thought it was pretty funny, really.
I know, but it was just ridiculous. It's like a hockey game where they just drop the gloves before the puck and start fighting.
Yeah,
we saw one of those in Wichita. It wasn't even the sport. And nobody was kicked out of that game.
It was hockey.
But it should be. It was.
And Crabtree.
Bush was there, too. Yeah. They dropped the. This team hate each other for a year.
This was the first game
first
of the
game
season.
Of the new year. They hate each other from last year. They dropped the puck because we had no idea what the history of the Wichita. Were they the Knights?
Sure.
Wichita Golden Knights.
No, I forget what they were. Look at that.
And I forget who their rival was.
Whatever.
Tri-City.
They dropped the puck. And we're right there in the blue. We're right there center ice. Watch this game. Great seats. And they dropped the puck. And everybody on both lines dropped their gloves and started beating each other
up. Great. Wichita Thunder.
That's like
Thunder.
A movie.
Thunder, yeah.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, it was like a movie. Yeah. I'm thinking, what? And then people were yelling and screaming, and then somebody told us, the listener said, they don't like each other. I said, this is the first game of the year. But this is what, whatever, don't get me started on that.
I think it was Tulsa that they had beef with.
Oh, yeah. You throw the record books out there with the Thunder and Tulsa.
I think the judges would have taken a few points away from Crabtree because he was throwing haymakers.
With no helmet on.
With no helmet on.
That takes balls.
Yeah.
Put a mouthpiece in.
With a helmet on.
Yeah.
Yep. Got a helmet on. Ripping off each other's gold chains. You can't do that.
I got a keep Talib in that one all day, by the way, if they get a chance
to
square
a real fight.
Yeah,
a real fight. Yeah,
all
I do
day.
Too.
Yeah. All day.
He's gangster.
And I don't even have a problem with him doing it. I wanted him to do that to half of the offense most of the year. Like just walk in at halftime and just start pummeling guys on offense.
You guys suck.
Did you take a little bit of enjoyment seeing Brock Osweiler, or no, sorry, the other tall guy, Lynch.
Lynch crying
on the sideline.
He was
side
crying.
It was further proof to me he's not the quarterback of the future.
No.
That sort of body language. Yeah.
It's just a sprained ankle, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some other things I noticed, the Rams and Saints, two of the best teams in the league, played each other in L.A., and another just awfully attended game in that market.
Was it?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. I saw some crowd.
Here's the problem with the L.A. Coliseum. It's 93,000 seats.
It's too big.
It's huge. And it's a dump.
And 30,000 of those seats suck because they're away from the end zone. It was built for the Olympics in the late 1800s.
36.
And there's nowhere to park there. I mean, if you've been there, it has none of the modern luxuries that everybody's used to and spoiled for.
That team is fine when they get the new stadium. That'll be a place to be in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, brand new stadium. It looks really cool.
Because the new stadium is going to have like 70,000.
I still see
more NFL friendly. And for all you people who are worried, look, attendance is way down. Attendance really doesn't matter to owners. You know what matters is sales of luxury suites.
Yeah.
And when you build a new stadium,
you
can get a ton of money off of luxury seats. And with 70,000 seats, if they're winning, they're going to fill that place.
Brand personal new seat licenses and all that stuff.
Yeah. And it looks like they could be good for a while.
Yeah, they're young and talented.
Yeah.
And you got the Clippers and then Lair. Like I still call them Lair.
Lack. The Lair, Lack
Lair,
and the Lair.
Lair and the Clippers are both going to share this.
But all those seats in the one end zone, you know, and all
that
the way around.
Side, yeah.
Yeah, to the goal line. Suck.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it looks like you're about a 1,000 feet from the field.
But those attendance haters, they're just idiots. NFL's fine. It's going to be here forever.
NFL's fine.
And just our lifetime.
The Ravens, was it at in Baltimore last night?
Yeah, it was.
That looked pretty full.
They're all full.
Yeah, unless you go to Facebook and take a picture an hour before game time and say, look at all the empty seats.
Nobody there. Well, an hour before there. Kickoff.
Oh, it's an hour before kickoff, you jackass.
Yeah, look at the players in sweatpants and headphones, too.
Yeah, and I was wondering why they didn't flex that Saints-Rams game into Sunday Night Football. It was probably... The NFL was probably very aware that it would not be highly attended, so why even bother? Let's put something on where people are going to show up.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not exactly where it's – but, you know, we like competitive games, but even without Rodgers, Packers-Steelers is a marquee name.
Sure.
And that's why they didn't
And they ended
that.
Up getting a good game.
They had a hell of a game.
They really gambled and won.
And then hadn't mentioned the Cowboys. We see why Jerry Jones was so pissed at Roger Goodell for this legal Ezekiel Elliott thing, because the Cowboys are – They're done. They're
good.
Awful with good.
Them. They can't score 10.
They're good.
New college football playoff rankings tonight.
Yay.
More importantly, the latest championship odds from Bovada.
I saw the eye test said about 60 times yesterday on Sports TV.
God.
My eye test says this team should be there.
So they're going to do rankings tonight. And then Sunday they pick them, right?
Sunday's the finals.
All the playoff games are Saturday. Yep.
Right now, the
favorite in
Las Vegas is Oklahoma. Oklahoma is now the leader in Vegas, 4-1. Then Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, and then another group, Georgia and Ohio State. Wisconsin, kind of way back there.
Not even in there?
Considering they're undefeated.
Wisconsin has to win. If they win, they're in.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wisconsin's seventh favorite in Vegas right now to win the national championship.
Well, no. If Wisconsin beats Ohio State, they're in the national championship.
Then they move up.
Yeah. They're into the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs.
Sure, for sure. This weekend is actually really interesting. I mean, as a fan of chaos, you know, you got Oklahoma and TCU are in the morning.
I want chaos.
In the Big 12 championship. I want TCU to win that one. That's at Jerry World in Dallas or Arlington, whatever. At 3 o'clock, you got Auburn and Georgia, the SEC championship. I think rooting for Georgia is appropriate.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Then the two night games, Miami and Clemson, the ACC championship game, that's in Charlotte. Clemson's a 9.5-point favorite. Totally rooting for Miami.
Right.
And then Wisconsin and Ohio State. Rooting for Ohio State, I guess, in Indianapolis.
See, I think in that one particularly, I might be going Wisconsin just because I hate Ohio State.
I want Ohio State to get screwed, though. I never talk about this, and they should get screwed like Penn State got screwed last year. They were saying that Ohio State can't get past that loss at Iowa by like 35 points. And they said, because Iowa's not any good. And that, I'm not yelling at Iowa fans, but they're yelling that at that game.
Well, they
just
looked good
proves,
last week.
Well, they look good. Well, anybody looks good against the Huskers. And that's a fact. That's a fact. I'm just saying that they, but I don't want Ohio State. I want Alabama to get in there instead of Ohio State. Because I want Ohio State to whine once they beat Wisconsin. Because they shouldn't be in there with two losses like that.
Ohio State lost to
Alabama. If Alabama should be in there instead of Ohio State.
Yeah, Alabama's loss is to Auburn, who's still ranked and has a chance. Now,
right.
Auburn has two losses as well, but
they beat
to LSU and Georgia, and they're playing Georgia again. You know, Ohio State lost to Oklahoma and Iowa State.
What's the other
Oklahoma
test?
Lost to or Iowa. Oklahoma lost to Iowa State.
Whatever.
I'd like to
put eight teams in there.
College football.
It is stupid. Yeah. It is stupid.
Yeah. It's Alabama's turn to go to the Beef O'Brady Bowl.
Alabama's going to get in. They're going to get in.
And there's definitely a formula where it could happen.
Well, they should be in. I hate Alabama, but Auburn's a great team, and the Iron Bowl's a tough game.
If you're really being honest about the eye test, no. But if you're really being honest, I mean you just know Alabama is
one of the top
of the top teams in the country. Period.
Yes.
They could beat anybody in the country. Period. Right. Yes. But news out of Orlando. The speculation out of Orlando is that Scott Frost be gone. At his press conference yesterday, he said he'd be hurt if Nebraska wasn't interested in me. We're undefeated. I'm from there. And then this is the line. I don't know if he misspoke, but he said, I know it will be really hard to leave this team. So, I mean, that could be in the future, but just the way he phrased that.
Is Nebraska interested in him at all?
I haven't heard
any indication.
Heard that, I know the fans are.
One way or the other.
I mean, if some media outlets would cover that.
Yeah.
Well, they did say that there's cameras. Some bozos around here. I hate to say that. Hope it went down the hallway.
Uh-huh.
Sent a camera crew to his parents' house, and they asked him that in a conference, and he said, "That makes me mad."
Of course, it
he
does.
Said that makes me mad.
Leave my folks alone, man. Yeah,
that doesn't help. That doesn't help.
Reportedly, he said no to Florida, which I'm was very surprised by. That's reportedly.
Yeah, that means he's coming.
Yeah. Well, be interesting to see how it goes if he does. I hope they give him 5 years.
You'll be 12-0 next year.
Hope they give him some time. Yeah. And things, like we were talking yesterday at the bar, like things have changed in college football. Like Clemson's not going anywhere, by the way.
No.
Texas A&M, TCU, Florida, Georgia, Auburn, UCLA aren't going away. Miami, Florida State, USC. And notice, like, all those teams, they have the same thing involved there. that were teams that traditionally Nebraska had an edge on, and for a lot of reasons.
Not anymore.
Now, look at the geography of all those teams right there. There's struggle, right?
Oh, you said that word. You'll get some hate email.
The geography.
Oh, they hate when you say that,
I know.
PD. They hate when you speak the truth.
Oh, man.
Truth to power. They hate that.
My despair for the whole thing really is just the lack. I mean, these are schools, right?
I know.
I mean, this is not. It's not about education anymore. It's not about
nope.
the kids anymore.
Nope.
And Nebraska is one of many schools who's advertising their lack of trust in a process and growth. Yep. You know, I think that's unfortunate. Now, Iowa
State—they're the same as anybody else. They're not anything different.
That's the problem.
Just, I mean, I'm not hammering them. They're just the same as every other football power.
Others,
it's about football,
receiving votes,
and not
I'm
even
saying,
receiving
it's about
votes.
Football. It's about football. It's not about education. So I don't want to hear
it's
that
not at all.
Unless you're playing at Yale. Or Vanderbilt.
And even if you're playing at Yale, it's not about education because it's Yale.
Yeah. That's true.
So Iowa State's coach, you know, they had a great year. They upset some people. They've been ranked. They look athletic. They look the part of a team that could actually contend in the Big 12. And their coach was rumored for some jobs. He reportedly turned them all down or something because he's gotten a pay raise. He's going to make $3.5 million at Iowa State now.
In Ames, yeah.
Yep, and they're also
the richest guy in Ames.
Putting in the annual compensation to assistants up by $1 million. Those are big steps for a program which hasn't been funding like that. Reportedly, Nebraska was interested in him. I wonder if he turned down the Nebraska job for $3.5 million at Iowa State.
Their fans said pass. We don't want him. He's Iowa State. Jesus, who cares?
UCLA introduced Chip Kelly as its 17th coach in its history, a five-year, $23.3 million deal. Troy Aikman told the L.A. Times. Troy Aikman told the L.A. Times that he thinks Dexter Manley can't talk and that no other coach than Chip Kelly was interviewed for their opening. They only interviewed Chip Kelly.
They wanted him.
That's all they wanted.
That's why they fired Moore.
And somebody read me a stat the other day. I wish I couldn't find it anywhere. It must have been on Twitter or something like that. But the last, 10 years, the total compensation Chip Kelly has received for his contracts is insane. It's like $120 million or something that.
You're right, because you got the Eagles, a bunch of money.
They got 49ers.
The Niners for a bunch of money. They fired them both early, so you got money from there.
He still had, almost $20 million in NFL buyouts that now will be affected.
I think Troy was a queer.
Okay, thank you, Dexter.
That guy might be the smartest guy in college football.
Yeah.
Don't work at UCLA. Hey, just fire me, man. I'll go fishing.
Right.
And speaking of money, there's in baseball they hand out bonus checks when you make the postseason.
Yep.
And the Houston Astros, now these bonus checks are based on how far the team advanced, and also it comes from gate receipts, from the playoff games. So this year must have been a big deal at the ticket counter, if you will, because the Houston Astros, each player gets a $438,901.57 bonus check. They get a check for $438,000.
Crazy money.
Every player on the Astros. Every player on the Dodgers gets a check for $259,000.
And for some players, that's a pay cut.
Well, no.
Well, that's just
one
check.
That's just one check. Not a pay cut. It's just on top of what you already make. Right.
My gosh. I mean, even the Twins and the Rockies who were out first and early, $18,000. Those players
pitchers
get a
catch report in February.
Oh, because the Twins made it to the wild card round.
They got a wild card check. This guy's name came up the other day, the Blade Runner, and then there was an update, ironically.
Yeah,
Day. Yeah. We were wondering if he was still in jail. He had been in house arrest and then was back in jail, and now he'll be in jail for a lot longer.
They got some crazy system over there. They just decide later on while you're in prison, that's not enough.
We screwed that up.
Oh, no, wait. You got to come back.
We're doubling your time for no reason.
Yeah, originally.
Well, he murdered her. That's why.
Yeah, found guilty of it, and he originally sentenced.
He was free, right?
Well, originally it was
house arrest.
They called it something different, and then they reclassified what he actually did. So then
he got 7 years. So they came back and said it's not enough.
Yep, said not enough. So the sentence is up to 15 years. So he's got 13 years, 5 months left to be holed up.
Does he get his legs? Because those things are weapons.
Yeah, I mean, he could be sharpening those up on the floor.
Supposedly,
exactly. Supposedly,
you can stick a guard with those legs, man.
It's like a line.
Is he in a wheelchair or does he get his legs?
I don't know.
There's no way he gets his legs.
Supposedly.
He can jump over the fence in the yard.
He might get some stock legs.
Might get stock legs.
He gets some stumpies.
Right. Yeah.
Get some wooden legs.
A couple of peg legs.
Yeah.
Well, just some off-the-rack legs.
Like bathroom plungers or something like that. Plungers.
He's stuck everywhere. Supposedly, he is in that.
No, the plunger is on the other end, you dumbass.
He can't sneak around anywhere.
You got it.
I'm stuck.
The plunger's on the other end, Pistorius.
Put that on wrong, Blade Runner.
Oscar. Hey, Blade Runner. Hey, Toilet Runner. You flip those around, you dumbass. You get stuck to the ground.
You could put plungers on both ends.
Yeah, but then you used to be stuck.
One to adhere to the legs.
Yeah. He ain't sneaking up on nobody.
No, he's not.
Well, plunger here on comes, one end, hey, and then just like
here feet. Comes Oscar. He'll be here in 2 days. Keep listening for him.
Yeah, you have a plunger on the one end, the stick, and then like a pair of puss's size 14 shoes. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. That'd be cute.
On the other end.
Yeah. Supposedly he's like in one of those office. You ain't here
country
to plunge.
Club, country club.
Yeah, he's like in one of those office space, you know, like they joke about you don't go to pound you in the prison, you go to another one.
White collar country club prison.
Yeah, suppose, you know, the nice hedges and a great courtyard and everything.
Yeah, oh, looks like a rehab center.
So maybe, maybe they trust he won't be jumping the fence.
Yeah. President Trump was out golfing.
Went
from his vacation home to his golf club in Jupiter. That's where Tiger lives. So Tiger came on out, played some golf with him. Dustin Johnson joined him as well.
They're horrible. These guys suck, man.
Tiger's pain-free. Is he back?
No, screw Tiger. There's a lot of backlash against him now, man. There was Ron Perlman basically said, Tiger, I used to back you, and anybody would rip you. I was on your side, and apparently he was out there with some Chinese guy. It's all big China, Trump, him. Just horrible.
Tiger
just,
has optics, a Chinese golf course.
The optics were horrible.
Think,
we talked about yesterday how he's just clueless when it comes to how bad Trump is. And then Perlman says, you know, yep, I'm done with you. There was a bunch of people on Twitter that just are done with Tiger.
He used to golf with Obama, too.
Trump. No, I know, but we're talking about just the optics of this now. You know?
I know. They didn't invite Trump to this tournament this weekend, though, because he beat them all.
He beat, yeah, of course he did. Yeah.
He's the Kim Jong-un of American golf.
He had six hole-in-ones, and they only played nine holes.
Right, he's amazing.
Yep. This was pretty amazing, too. Saturday, this is college basketball news in November. It's about the only way I'm really getting into something deep. Two ranked teams, Alabama, Minnesota. Minnesota ranked 14th, I think. Alabama was 24th. And in the second half with, somewhere in the second half, there was a brawl, right, underneath the basket. And the Alabama bench, the entire bench left the bench and got onto the court. So the entire Alabama bench was ejected. So Alabama's left with five players.
How long did they play?
Like 12 and a half minutes to play or something like that, yep.
Yeah.
So then one of the guys fouled out. One of their five remaining guys fouled out with 11 minutes, 37 seconds left in the game. So they played with four, and then a dude hurt his foot with 10:41 left, so they played with three players the rest of the way.
That's excellent.
The last 10:41 of the second half against a ranked team, a top 15 team, and they outscored them over that run 30-22.
They
only lost by five, but they outscored a ranked team with three guys.
Yeah, playing 3-on-5.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Avery Johnson, the coach at Alabama.
You know, they were just popping threes. Just had to be doing that.
I haven't seen a lot of the highlights of it. It's just fascinating to me. They outscored a ranked team with three guys.
No, I saw some highlights.
And
they were getting the ball inside.
They must have kept the tall guy. Well, the tall guys must have been still around. Yeah. Right, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, when I saw this, I just assumed if you didn't have five, you forfeited.
The game was over.
No.
They just make you keep playing.
Yeah.
It's a two-man power play for 10 minutes.
Right. Keep on going.
In the penalty box, exactly. Right.
Run the wheel.
Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
Kathy Madigan, Brett Michaels later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.